Bobby Gales has another update for us. Hey there, Mr. Gales.
Thank you very much, Shirley, and good morning, everyone. So today, it's all about showing fathers some love. We're saluting dads who live in D.C. who have changed the lives of their families and their communities for the better. So my guest this morning is the president of Fathers Incorporated, Mr. Ernest Woodson. Mr. Woodson, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Bobby. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's a pleasure to have you here talking about giving fathers love, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We need to do that.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So for those who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Fathers Incorporated.
Okay. Fathers Incorporated was formed in 1987. It was initially formed to assist single parent fathers. I was a single parent father myself. Five of us guys got together who are single parents as well, decided to help each other nurture our children. We sort of borrowed this theme from women who do it all the time.
Exactly. So you're having a Father of the Year award event and you're looking for nominations.
Absolutely. A Father of the Year 2020 is for fathers who are making a difference in their children's lives, their lives, and in their community.
Okay. So the deadline to nominate someone is March 31st. What's the process?
Well, the nomination process requires that you go online at Father's website at fathersincorporated.net and click on nomination form.
Fantastic. Well, Mr. Woodson, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners, showing fathers some love. Man, I really appreciate what you're doing.
I thank you so much for having me on your network.
It's a pleasure. My special guest this morning, Mr. Ernest Woodson, the president of Fathers Incorporated. Now, if you would like to nominate a father, by all means, you can get more information on our website at whur.com. Right now, let's check traffic. Tony, good morning.